Thank you for listening to this podcast from International Living Radio. For 30 years, International Living has been showing people how they can live happier, healthier lives in some of the most beautiful places on earth for a fraction of what they pay at home. InternationalLiving.com, your source for living the good life for less overseas.
It's tempting for North Americans to think that they're the only expats looking for a better life, but International Living is truly international, as demonstrated by Eyal Ben Menachem, a world-class chef from Israel who just happens to be practicing his art from the kitchen of a little bed and breakfast on the shores of Lake Arenal, Costa Rica. Today, the menu is international as we talk to Eyal Ben Menachem on Finding Your Overseas Paradise. I'm sitting here in Gingerbread on the north shore of Lake Arenal in Costa Rica with Eyal Ben Menachem. Did I pronounce that right?
Ben Menachem,
who is the chef of the kitchen at Gingerbread and the partner in the business here. It's also a B&B. It's the place where all the expats gather on this end of the lake and from the other end of the lake. People will drive half an hour, 40 minutes to get here just for Eyal's breakfasts and dinners. And before we get too much further, I want to thank you for the dinner last night. We never did get to the main course. We got through the tropical salad with the seared tuna and went straight to 7 dessert courses for some reason, but they were all delicious.
Thank you.
Eyal, give me some background. How did you get here to Costa Rica to establish this? Because you're Israeli, yeah? You were born in Israel?
Born and raised in Israel. Traveled the world for quite a lot of time. Lived in the States for 6 years.
Where in the States were you?
New York for a year and then Chicago for 5 years. Got my culinary degree in Chicago. Stayed to work there, restaurants, catering, and then went back home to Israel. And after living in my language, like we always say, the two most countries in the world, Israel and the United States, I had to find some place that makes sense. And I traveled a lot. I've seen a lot in the Far East. I've seen a lot from New Zealand, talking Japan, Thailand, and then North America, Europe, a lot of places. And I start talking about Central and South America. I've never been here. People start talking about Costa Rica and Israelis. And you meet Israelis that went to Costa Rica. Nobody had anything bad to say about this country.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. And then it was between here and Brazil. So I started reading about the two countries. First sentence I read about Costa Rica was no army. And that was like being in a casino, hitting the 777. It's straight up. Countries that don't have an army think different than most of us, especially coming from Israel, the States.
Yeah.
So that was the first attraction. And like a good Jewish boy, I started making some phone calls. And I met some Jewish people in the community here in San Jose. And 8 years ago, I got to San Jose, landed in San Jose, thinking I know Spanish, realized I don't know shite. Hebrew was better than Spanish for them to understand me, in the beginning. Spent the first 4 days in San Jose and wanted to leave the country. Stay, I'm not staying in this country. San Jose was really disgusting in my eyes. Left San Jose for first 10 days in the country, fell in love in Costa Rica. And that's it. That was Costa Rica. Then Costa Rica was very, very interesting. I had my first restaurant in San Jose, the only kosher restaurant in Costa Rica.
You did have a restaurant in San Jose?
Seven years ago. I joined Israelis, big mistake, but that's happened. It's a learning curve. Stayed there 7 months in Eskazu. Met a lot of interesting people, good and bad. From there, went down to the beach. I had an offer in the beach in Playa Azul. That's the sanctuary. 2 weeks in the beach, realized that the dry season and the beach for me does not work. I'm too fat for that. Sweated too much. There was no enjoyment. I moved to Monteverde. I was in Monteverde for 2 years. Unbelievable. And did different things there at restaurants. Played in the forest for a long time.
And Monteverde is the national park that's just on the other side of the lake.
It's the other side of the lake, up the mountain. So that's the Childer Forest that goes all up there. The Quaker biggest mountain in Costa Rica, famous for them, yeah. But I drove around this lake seven and a half years ago. Just never saw the volcano, so didn't believe the people there's a volcano around here, but fell in love. So I wanted to do something, didn't think I can. I came to this country with no money. Mm-hmm. I came with my knives, with a bag, and with my knowledge. That's it.
So your intention was always to cook? Somehow.
Oh, just to cook. That's what I do since I was a kid. I knew I'll find somebody with money that will get my dream going on. Because I knew I was very good. There's no doubt about it.
And it's pouring out every night.
But. Yeah, hey, proving it every night for 4.5 years now. So, and didn't need to prove it. But there's some people who still need the proof from me. Living in Monteverde, somebody called me, got me in touch with some American around the lake here, brought me to the middle of town here to a dive. That's another story for another article. But through that, Terry was a client.
Terry Moran.
Terry Moran was a client. We met. Terry, just that time, had purchased this area and wanted to build something so he can service his clients. So he started
there. Terry has Moran Real Estate here on the north side of the lake.
On the north side of the lake. And we start talking. And we understand there's a way we can help each other. So I joined him in a partnership. We finished, I moved down while I was living around the lake. We finished this hotel and restaurant finished it around May of 2006. Mm-hmm. And I opened the business, the gingerbread business, in August 2006.
And just let me set the scene for you. We're sitting in the dining room of Gingerbread. The kitchen is a double door right in back. It's usually open. And Ayal comes back and forth all night long, tends bar. His crew is well-trained and always at work back there. But when you come into this dining room area, there are three rooms up above us in the bed and breakfast, another suite outside. So four rooms, essentially, the dining room, bar, and the kitchen. And Terry's office right outside in front. And when you come in, you're essentially in Ayal's world because you kind of rule the roost here inside the restaurant and in the kitchen.
Well, you're coming to my world, you're coming to my house. I live in the back, so I got a unit that it's my bedroom in the back. The living room that you're sitting in right now, it's my living room. Mm-hmm. That's why normally when Sundays and Mondays, the place is closed. My living room, my TV. My kitchen is my kitchen. That's where I sit and serve the restaurant for the people, but my house. So that, and that's my attitude in the place. Welcome to my world. So one of my phrases, welcome to my world, because I really mean it. I live in a world that is maybe 300 square meters, 400 square meters. My rules, my world, fantasy, La La Land. And it works.
It does seem to work. It actually does. I usually ask people what their biggest challenge was in setting up a business in Costa Rica or wherever they are, but you were here for years, so you went through a lot of stuff along the way and had restaurants in several places before you set up here.
Not to the size of that, very small, and yeah. All of the other ones I joined people that already had something working and I came to help them into. This was the first one that was from the ground up. And each one of the different businesses, there's the hard and the easy, mm-hmm. All of them. There's no if and buts.
Yeah. You get a chance to see almost everybody that comes along the shore here, because I got to think sooner or later, everybody stops at Gingerbread. Do you see a change in the kind of expats that are coming to look at Lake Arenal? And I can't say Costa Rica, because Lake Arenal is such a special place within Costa Rica. You've seen people come in here for several years. Is there a change in the kind of expat that are coming to look at
Lake Arenal? That's a big change. I can be me and say it the right way. There's much nicer and better people coming in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Now it's people that want, I don't know if you call it, like I said, alternative way of living or back to something, if it's the more the retiree that are in the 70s or 60s.
Yeah.
Maybe something when they were younger, that you can really go outside, sit outside, watch the grass grow. The John Doe on the street say good morning to you and hello just because he wants to, not because he owes you something.
Yeah.
And the other one that's a little bit younger, they want something else, something that is different. And I see it on the different people. Yes, I do.
it's kind of amazing to be here and see the various developers come from around the lake, because there are several large projects here with big tracts of land that all sport lake views. These guys all seem to get along together. And is it just because they come here and have to get along to eat your food, or do they really get along and play well together? Something that we don't see very often in other places.
I agree with you. That's funny. We're lucky. First of all, we're lucky. I'm surrounded by a couple of people that, more than a couple, that really fell in love in the place. So also maybe an opportunity to combine it and make money or not, but really fell in love in and doing things that I'm personally enjoy and see them doing. It's real estate. It's money. And around this lake in Arenal, and I didn't have a choice, I think. I grew up in a family that had a lot of party, a lot of friends, a lot of fun. And I wanted something again in my fantasy world. So I built my world in Costa Rica, and I was very lucky surrounding myself by clients that became very good friends. Now, a lot of them are the owners of properties. So most of them are more intelligent than a lot of people I met before, so they do get along. Let's say that I have a little up to do with that, because the people I like for themselves, not for the money or the property they have. And if they don't get along together, then we don't spend time together. We don't spend time together, you don't spend a lot of time here. That means it's a lose-lose situation.
I think you're right.
And I think that good friends here, that clients and everything, understand some of it, and it works. Like you said, you guys especially, you travel, and that's what you do. You know that the real estate, first, is money. Second, it comes up to a gauge what you are and what's going above. So to deal with all of those people all the time, in the mind, always okay. It's the money. Here, I do something else. I fight with people. I fight with my friends, other clients, even so the money, but because it's important and it's here.
Yeah. And you can see that when they all gather here. They know they're here for some other reason than business. They're here to enjoy life and to eat the food and to
live
talk
life.
To each other and to live together.
To live life. That's something that anywhere we look today, back in the States, in Israel, in Europe, and there are people forgot to live life. It's not anymore of life. It's all around it. And here, you don't have a choice because life stops you or move you in the project. And the same we're talking about them. So you look, you're going around. If you look, you said about the people that you know, you meet the experts here. In my eyes right now, the smart ones as well, if we're talking about De La Vista, that it's Wayne and Nancy, and then we're talking about Brad and Beverly in Vistas de Lagos on the other side, and Greg and Steve, that it's La Preserva in the middle. Yeah. None of them sees that. They all understand there's enough to all of them. They're not competition, because each one of them got amazing stuff for them.
It's all unique projects. Yeah.
All unique projects. Each one of them shows the lake in a different way. Yeah. So if I was smart enough and I'll be one day and have enough money, I'll have a house on each one of these projects. That's the owners of the project need to understand it and build a little house.
For a year.
For a year.
With a nice kitchen.
Yes, the kitchen is the most important. But that stuff will be. I'll be involved in Vistas, in Vistas de Lagos, in the kitchen that they're going to build.
Yeah.
Up in Bella Vista, there'll be one day golf range that they're going to shoot. So there'll be a unique little shack that makes lobster rolls.
No? Yeah. But it is a big lake. It's 50 square miles, and the road goes almost all the way around the lake now.
Well, no, there is 360 road all around.
Yeah.
Right now, if you don't go with a serious 4x4 and you cannot cross some of them. In, I believe, doesn't matter, it can be 5 years or 10 or 15, the road will be around. This is going to become more unique than it is right now. And the smart one, but seriously, the smart project owners around will shake hands with each other, help each other, and make it.
And they do. We've seen it happen right here.
Yep.
Thanks for being with us. Is there anything you want to close with? Anything that I didn't ask?
Just for most of the people, if you come to Costa Rica, really, understand what you come to. This is paradise. There's not too many places, and I've been over 27 different countries around the world traveling before. I'm a young little punk, but I've seen it since I was young. it's amazing. You need to have a little switch in your head when you come here to be able to really enjoy it. If you can, then best place in the world. And I make the scene for the best place in the world.
Yeah.
With fun food and crazy stuff.
It works. Al, thank you, man. Thanks for being on the
pleasure.
Podcast.
Pleasure. Thank you for coming back here. It's a lot of pleasure. You guys, it's fun.
We'll see you next time. And I hope it won't be long.
Oh, I'll be here with bells on.
Sign up for International Living's free daily postcards at internationalliving.com/radio and get a free report on the world's top retirement havens. These free daily postcards will give you more information on living the good life for less overseas. Thanks for listening to International Living Radio. You can hear more episodes of Finding Your Overseas Paradise at internationalliving.com/radio.